The JD Show.
Waking up Coventry and Warwickshire.
Free radio.
What are you doing this morning? If you could just turn up the radio and give this a listen, because I need your help this week. You can nominate anybody to be a hero via our website at freeradio.co.uk. And this week's nomination comes from Kaylee, who's in Balkington. And it's a JD hero where we need your help. Kaylee's going to explain more. Morning.
Hi.
How are you? You all right?
Yes, thank you.
Now, do you want to explain what's gone on?
Yeah, I've known Zoe for just coming up to 8 years now. She used to keep her horses on a yard, the same yard as I'm on in Edworth. She's had a really tough couple of years with her own ill health, and her daughter's just been registered visually impaired, and it's been a long route for her to get there. Zoe married her husband 5 years ago, Andrew. It was very low key. It was just before the birth of their second set of twins. So 18 months ago, they decided that they wanted to renew their wedding vows on their fifth wedding anniversary, which is the 15th of December this year. Everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong for the both of them. Andrew lost his job due to several knee reconstructive surgery. The wedding venue decided to call Zoe about 4 weeks ago and tell her that they were in financial difficulties.
So what have the venue said?
The venue refunded some of the money that had been paid out and agreed to honour just the reception hall. But due to the short time span and obviously the lack of funds now, because everything had already been paid for once, she's had to sacrifice a few things. She's also got family coming over from America that she hasn't seen, including her mum, since she was 9 years old.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, so they're staying with her and they are due to arrive in the country next week.
Right.
So what has she had to cut back on or doesn't have?
Well, we now don't have a wedding cake. We've got a few weeks before the 15th of December.
Yeah.
And also her father's taken quite poorly. So he's said that he's not well enough to attend the day now. But she wanted it video recorded, and she had booked a videographer to do a professional video of the day. But again, due to funds, and she's had to pay out for other things that she'd already paid out for, really, she's had to cancel the videographer. But now she's almost regretting it because her dad's not going to be there. So, Aww. Yeah, it's just been one big mess for her, really.
How about flowers? I mean, and stuff like that sort? Because, again, that's the basics of a wedding, isn't it?
Well, we have asked for bridesmaids to pay for their own bouquets. Cause, I mean, she was going to go without them, but you spend all that money on nice dresses and a nice day, and then just the finishing touches, like your bridesmaids' bouquets and things like that. Again, she'd have to cancel that order. But everything she's cancelled, she's lost the deposits to.
Oh, are you on about the thank you bouquets for the mothers?
Yeah,
that's
and
a nice
really
thing.
Wanted, yeah, she really wanted them, especially, you know, she's not seen her mum since she was nine.
The JD Show.
JD Show. Free Radio.